Missy is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Voters in Ann Arbor 2nd Ward head to the polls next Tuesday to elect either an incumbent or a former ward representative. Independent Jane Lum is seeking a third consecutive term on council. She's challenged by Democrat Sally Hart Peterson, who served on council from 2012 to 2014. 89.1 WEMU's Amanda LeClaire caught up with both to discuss their visions for Ann Arbor and allow them to tell you why they deserve your vote. First, Amanda met with Jane Lum at Common Cup Coffee on Washtenaw Avenue.
I know you'd said it's your last run for city council. Is that still the case, or going to be your last run for city council?
Well, I have been asked this question, and I'm running because I'd like to build on the progress that was achieved over the last 4 years. And that's what I'm focused on and am most excited about working on. So lots of goals ahead for the next 2 years, and I'd just like to have that be the focus.
And so what are some of those goals?
Thank you for asking. Well, maintain the focus on basic services. And when I say basic services, I'm talking about public safety, infrastructure, reinvestment, our parks, ensuring that there's continued and more transparency, accountability, rigorous debate at the council table, not less groupthink, if you will. And also just in terms of basic quality of life issues, again, some of this, just have to do with public safety, but, there's more we can do in terms of better neighborhood traffic enforcement, community kinds of policing. And then just in terms of economic development, we are fortunate that economic development and growth is strong in Ann Arbor, and so we have the opportunity to focus on development that complements the character of our community.
How do you think that it changes in a city like Ann Arbor that is highly educated and is doing fairly well financially? Do the issues change, or are the issues the same and there's just an elevated, set of goals or an elevated sense of, responsibility to the community when you do have mostly enough funding to do these things?
Well, I suppose a lot of ways it's kind of like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and there are longer term, more visionary kinds of things, if you will, and that we are able to also focus our energies on. Development is thriving in Ann Arbor. A lot of these other communities, especially in Michigan, are not seeing the kinds of development projects and proposals flowing into their communities that we're seeing. In fact, at this point right now, this is a nice, quote-unquote problem to have, but, I would say we're having kind of a hard time keeping up with all the development projects that are coming in. It's a really busy time.
When you think about your ideal Ann Arbor in 10 years, 20 years or so, what do you see that's happening now, like, that you can lay the groundwork for to make that community a reality?
Well, an Ann Arbor where that's really inclusive and, inclusive in terms of civic engagement. We have a very involved and engaged community now. The one thing that's more near term really is, here we are in Ann Arbor, but there's a lot we could do in terms of something like municipal fiber.
Why do you care about this community?
Well, I think I'm certainly not unique. I think we all love this place. I've been here, about almost 40 years, and there, it's not just elected officials, but our community is so fortunate. We have so many people who are incredible volunteers and give back to the community in countless ways, Those kinds of efforts are what make this a great community.
That was Ann Arbor 2nd Ward City Council Representative Jane Lum talking with 89.1 WEMU's Amanda LeClaire. Lum is seeking re-election for a third consecutive term. The independent is being challenged by Democrat Sally Hart Peterson, who served as 2nd Ward Representative from 2012 to 2014. Amanda caught up with Peterson at Gallup Park.
How's the campaign been going so far?
The campaign's been going great. It's been Really a busy last 3 months going door to door. I started in July, and it's been fascinating. I'm meeting all sorts of people, all different ages. It's if it weren't for the campaign, I think I would be doing it anyway, because it's just fabulous hearing people's stories.
Yeah, tell me about some of the people that you've been meeting when you go door to door.
Well, there's one gentleman that I remember specifically. He was in his 90s. He's a World War II vet, and he kind of reminded me of my dad. He went to college about an hour from where my dad was in college at the same time, and they were both World War II vets. So it was kind of, it was great talking to him and hearing his stories, and it felt like talking to my dad again. And it was just, it's so nice when people invite you into your home, into their homes, into their living rooms. They offer you tea, which sounds kind of odd because they're strangers at the beginning, but friends at the end.
What are the issues that people have been talking to you about the most lately?
So I'm hearing a lot about development, and there are a lot of projects going on in Ward 2 right now. And I think what people fear most are the consequences of development in terms of increased traffic. And we need to be very proactive in managing this growth. And I think there are some steps that we can take to get ahead of the concerns that people have about development. And I think it's important for a city council member to be instructive, to help residents understand what the benefits of development might be. For example, Nixon Road, the development that's going up there actually fits with the parameter set in the Northeast Corridor Plan. It also is being, the site plan is less dense than what the master plan calls for. And the benefit is it could be I think the tax base is predicted to be about $4 million, which means about a million of that would come to the city's general fund. And that means 10 more police officers, perhaps. It could mean better plowing. It could be more than just one pass of a plow coming through in your cul-de-sac. So we need to understand that with development comes good things as well.
These are pretty good problems to have for a city, actually, you know, as to manage growth, to manage incoming funds. Most cities, especially in Michigan, are not in that position. They're you know, desperately searching for funding. Right. So are there any other ways that you can think of that Ann Arbor is
like a true millennial?
What are some other ways that you would say that Ann Arbor is a different kind of community to govern?
I think, well, it's different because of the presence of the university, and it's different in a good way because of that. What people sometimes don't realize, within the boundaries of the city of Ann Arbor, we actually have two governing structures. We have the state of Michigan in terms of the U of M property, and we have the city of Ann Arbor. And the property, the land that is owned by the city and the land that's owned by the state together makes up about 50% of the property within the perimeter of Ann Arbor, the city of Ann Arbor, which means only 50% of our property is taxable. And so that creates a funding gap from our general fund, but at the same time, the University of Michigan also contributes many arts and cultural activities, an amazing healthcare center right in the middle of the city. And jobs are growing in Ann Arbor as well. And I think that's important. I think there's actually very little vacancy for jobs downtown. One of the things I'd like to consider, if I were back on city council, are economic policies to create new job space along our business corridor, specifically North Main Street, right along the river. We could have multi-use restaurants, retail, office space right on the river and have a river walk there. That's the kind of thing that creates vitality, and we could also house lots of jobs. We hear that 12,000 jobs are coming to Washtenaw County in the next 3 years. I'd like those jobs to come to Ann Arbor because that's good for our economy here and it's good for our bottom line.
That is Democrat Sally Hart Peterson talking with 89.1 WEMU's Amanda LeClaire. Peterson is seeking to unseat incumbent independent Jane Lum in Ann Arbor's 2nd Ward City Council race next Tuesday. This is 89.1 WEMU.